Welcome to your five for the day. The poem I am going to read to you today was reportedly written on the wall of Mother Teresa's Home for Children in Calcutta, India, and is widely attributed to her. Some sources say that the words were written on the wall in Mother Teresa's own room. In any case, their association with her has made them popular worldwide. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you'll win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Who's you a God? Do you know the Lord who supplies your needs, quenches your thirst, satisfies your longings, silences your fears and stills your storms? If you do, I suspect you've already been talking to him today about how thankful you are for everything he has done for you and is doing for you. If you don't, then can I recommend that you try to fit in reading Psalm 107 today? It was relevant to the children of Israel in the distant past. The character of God appreciated in this psalm is still relevant to everyone who is seeking God this very day. God is sufficient for every contingency and emergency in our lives. God is not an aloof God who reluctantly and grudgingly and skimpingly dispenses good to those who beg and plead and moan and groan to get his attention. We don't have to pound drums or dance around a fire with chance to wake him up. He's wide awake, fully conscious and cognizant. His goodness surpasses human comprehension. He is generous, not stingy. He loves, not likes. He gives, not sells. He is compassionate and caring, not curious and marginally interested. He's sincere, not fake or put on. I'm not a weatherman, nor am I an avid storm watcher or fanatical storm chaser. Admittedly, I know practically nothing about hurricanes. But isn't there something about the eye of the hurricane? Once you break through the eye wall, the most violent part of the hurricane, you enter the eye where all is calm, even though the storm rages all around. The psalm says, "He caused the storm to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed." When the Lord Jesus came to earth, he physically turned the wild and violent Sea of Galilee into placid and calm waters. Many people who have been through violent storms and have felt the battering and the pounding of life's waves have testified that in the eye of the hurricane, in the depths of their soul, there was a certain calm that could never be manufactured by sheer human willpower. They had a fresh appreciation that the good, the beneficent God was in control, and really knew that it was between them and their God anyway. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.